I awoke grumpily that next morning, annoyed by the fact that nobody else was answering the front door. I climbed out of bed, then threw on a bathrobe. Though the clock read 10 a.m., I was still tired. I'd stayed up late, lost in thought. Then Joan and Roy had tried to say goodbye. I hadn't opened my door to them. Better to get things over without all that gushing. No, I was not happy to be reawoken at 10 a.m. Or actually, any a.m. I walked downstairs and pulled open the door, prepared to meet whichever assistant Miss Fletcher had sent to retrieve me.
Alcatraz, my boy! Happy birthday!
Oh?
You shouldn't swear, my boy.
The man pushed his way into the house. He was an older man who was dressed in a sharp black tuxedo and wore a strange pair of red-tinted glasses. He was quite bald, save for a small bit of white hair running around the back of his head, and this puffed out in an unkempt fashion. He wore a similarly bushy white mustache, and he smiled quite broadly as he turned to me, his face wrinkled but his eyes alight with excitement.
Well, my boy, how does it feel to be 13?
Same as it did yesterday, when it was actually my birthday. Miss Fletcher must have told you the wrong date. I'm not packed yet, you're gonna have to wait.
I tiredly began to walk toward the stairs.
Wait, your birthday was yesterday?
I nodded. I'd never met the man before, but Miss Fletcher had several assistants. I didn't know them all.
Rumbling Rons, I'm late!
No, actually you're early. As I said, you'll need to wait.
The old man rushed up the stairs behind me. I turned, frowning.
You can wait downstairs.
Quickly, boy. I can't wait. Soon you'll be getting a package in the mail and—
Stop. You know about the package?
Oh, of course I do. Don't tell me it already came.
I nodded.
Blistering Brooks! Where, lad, where is it?
Did Miss Fletcher send it?
Miss Fletcher? Never heard of her.
Your parents sent that box, my boy.
He's never heard of her.
It was then that I realized that I'd never verified the man's identity.
Great. I've let a lunatic into the house.
Oh, blast!
The old man reached into his suit pocket and pulled out a pair of yellow-tinted glasses. He quickly exchanged the light red ones for these, then looked around.
There!
Hey!
He didn't stop, so I followed. The old man was surprisingly spry for his age, and he reached the door to my room in just a few heartbeats.
Is this your room, my boy? Lots of footprints leading here. What happened to the doorknob?
It fell off. My first night in the house.
How odd. Now, where's that box?
Look, you have to leave. If you don't, I'm gonna call the police.
The police? Why would you do that?
Because you're in my house. Well, my ex-house, at least.
But you let me in, lad.
Well, now I'm telling you to leave.
But why? Don't you recognize me, my boy?
Should I?
I'm your grandfather, lad! Grandpa Smedry. Leavenworth Smedry, Oculator Dramatis. Don't tell me you don't remember me. I was there when you were born.
I blinked, then frowned, then cocked my head to the side.
You were there?
Yes, 13 years ago. You haven't seen me since, of course.
And I'm supposed to remember you?
Well, certainly. We have excellent memories, we Smedries. Now, about that box.
Grandfather? The man had to be lying, of course. I don't even have parents. Why would I have a grandfather? Now, looking back, I realized that this was a silly thought. Everybody has a grandfather. Two of them, actually. Just because you haven't seen them doesn't mean they don't exist. In that way, grandfathers are kind of like kangaroos. At any rate, I most certainly should have called the police on this elderly intruder. He has been the main source of all my problems ever since. Unfortunately, I didn't throw him out. Instead, I just watched him put away his yellow-tinted spectacles, retrieving the reddish-tinted ones again. Then, he finally spotted the box on my dresser, scribbled on brown paper still sitting beside it. The old man rushed over eagerly.
Did he send it?
He reached into the box, taking out the note with an oddly reverent touch. He read it, smiling fondly, then looked up at me.
So, where is it?
Where's what?
The inheritance, lad.
In the box.
There isn't anything in here but the note.
What?
I walk over to see that, indeed, the box was empty. The bag of sand was gone.
What did you do with it?
With what?
The bag of sand.
So it really came. There was an actual bag of sand in this box?
I nodded slowly.
What color was the sand, lad?
Sandy?
Galloping camels! I'm too late! They must have gotten here before me. Quickly, lad, who's been in this room since you received the box?
Nobody.
By this point, as you can imagine, I was growing a little frustrated and increasingly confused. Not to mention hungry and still a bit tired. And a little sore from gym class the previous week. But that isn't exactly all that relevant, is it?
Nobody? Nobody else has been in this room.
Nobody. Nobody at all. Except Miss Fletcher.
Who is this Miss Fletcher you keep mentioning, lad?
My caseworker.
What does she look like?
Glasses, snobbish face, usually has her hair in a bun.
The glasses. Did they have horn rims?
Usually.
Hyperventilating hobs! A librarian! Quickly, lad, we have to go. Get dressed. I'll go steal some food from your foster parents.
Wait!
I stood, dumbfounded.
Miss Fletcher? Take the inheritance? That's stupid. Why would she want a silly bag of sand?
I shook my head, uncertain what to make of all this. Finally, I just walked over to my dresser. Getting dressed, at least, seemed like a good idea. I threw on a pair of jeans, a t-shirt, and my favorite green jacket. As I finished, Grandpa Smedry rushed back into my bedroom, carrying two of Roy's extra briefcases. I noticed a leaf of lettuce sticking halfway out of one, while the other seemed to be leaking a bit of ketchup.
Here!
Grandpa Smedry handed me the lettuce briefcase.
I packed us lunches. No telling how long it will be before we can stop for food.
I raised the briefcase, frowning.
You packed lunches inside of briefcases?
They'll look less suspicious that way. We have to fit in! Now, let's get moving. The librarians could already be working on that sand.
So?
So? Lad, with those sands, the librarians could destroy kingdoms, overthrow cultures, dominate the world. We need to get them back. We'll have to strike quickly, and possibly at great peril to our lives. But that's the Smedry way.
I lowered the briefcase.
If you say so.
Before we leave, I need to know what our resources are. What's your talent, lad?
Talent?
Yes. Every Smedry has a talent. What's yours?
Playing the oboe?
This is no time for jokes, lad. This is serious. If we don't get that sand back...
Well, I'm pretty good at breaking things.
Grandpa Smedry froze.
Maybe I shouldn't play with the old man. He may be a loon, but that's no reason to make fun of him.
Breaking things? So it's true. Why, such a talent hasn't been seen in centuries.
Look, I was just joking around. I didn't mean...
I knew it! Yes, yes! This improves our chances. Come, lad, we have to get moving.
Grandpa Smedry turned and left the room again, carrying his briefcase and rushing eagerly down the stairs.
Wait!